The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm a multifaceted boss.
I'm a creator boss.
I am a live video boss.
I'm a karate boss.
I am a blog boss.
I am a business boss.
Education boss.
I am a diverse academic boss babe.
She's evolving.
She's determined.
She's a boss.
And this is She's in a Pod.
Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of She's in a Pod. If you're new here, hi, welcome.
Hey.
And if you're coming back, then thank you for being loyal. It's your girl, Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
It's Bianca, aka BB.
And it's your girl, Jenny. Jen, I'll answer to all of them.
Call me whatever you want.
Jenny from the block. Anyways.
Yes.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Another episode?
Yeah. I'm just trying to understand this UK weather, because a few days ago, I had about 5 fans around me. I was sweating, hand sweating. I couldn't breathe. Now I'm wearing a jacket and trainers.
Yeah, it's mad.
It's always one extreme.
But we were complaining. A lot of people were complaining, including myself.
I prefer this. It's too hot.
Because I feel like our country is not designed for that kind of heat. We're not built for it. Our houses aren't built for it. Our cars aren't built for it.
Yeah.
So we're literally suffering. Yeah. I couldn't breathe in my room. It was so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
So bad.
I'm not.
But I don't like rain. I just like when it's cool.
Yeah.
I don't like rain.
But the thing is, it's not even cold outside. It's just dull. Murky.
There's breeze.
Yeah,
muggy.
There's breeze. Yeah, there's a bit of breeze. It's not warm though.
It's not warm.
I have to wear a jacket. I was kind of like, oof.
But the thing is, I brought my big Dega Dega jacket out, and I was hot in it. I don't know. It just depends. It depends on what you're wearing. But hopefully throughout the rest of August,
the weather's all right. Yeah.
It's okay.
We've got Bianca, a couple of things.
I'm loving
this hair. Sorry. Oh, thanks, girls. Nice. It's coming out today though.
Why?
Coming out.
Still can't believe you did it yourself.
Say that again?
Still can't believe you did it yourself.
Listen, when you're trying to save coins,
you learn by force.
I've been doing my hair since I was about 16. It's by force. It needs to come out. It's coming out today. Mm. I don't like having hairstyles for too long. Plus, I want to do my hair in knotless braids.
It's for our brunch,
which we can talk about.
We can talk about it.
I want to do it knotless braids the week after next. I want next week to just let my hair rest.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to take it out and then just be walking around my house like a mad woman for the next couple of weeks.
I can't wait to do my hair for the brunch.
First of all, we need to update you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are not on our social media, which you should be, first of all, because you're not a caveman. You need to be on our social media.
Social media, Bianca. Stop being biased.
But... So, first things first, let's talk about Brown Sugar Awards.
Yes.
Let's do that. So, if you guys don't know, follow us on social media. We got nominated for Podcast of the Year for Brown Sugar Awards.
I'm just in shock. Every time I think about it, I'm just like, wow.
Can we talk about that moment where we found out, though? Because
I think the email came through.
Yeah. And I think Jen and I noticed at the same time.
Yeah, so we put the screenshot in at the same time.
Yeah, literally.
And I was on the phone. So I think about 5 minutes later or a few minutes later, I looked at the group chat and I was like, oh, shoot. So I was like, oh, I'll call you back. So I was like literally frantic. I was between the email, between the group chat. That's why I was just like, let's just do the call. I don't know if it was Jennifer that called or it was me, but we did the call.
It was
so cool. It was very unexpected.
So unexpected.
And just to see the amazing people who came before us, like Black Girls Living, they won last year.
Yeah.
And then the people who've been nominated this year.
With us, we've got Pennies the Pound off. Pennies the Pound Pod, Two Queens in a Pod.
And I think it's Just a Tip.
And these are good podcasts. Like, they've been featured on, The Refinery, all these publications. Like, they've been doing bits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the fact we were even considered says a lot. Amazing. Because, like sometimes when you're working, you forget that you're actually putting out content for the
people
public.
To consume.
And you're forgetting that actually... people like anyone, not just your friends, yeah, not just the people, yeah, that follow
people
you.
People are going to have opinions about, exactly, what you're putting out. Some are good, some are bad, you know, but it's, yeah, it's really
the
crazy.
Fact that, so, invited, yeah. I think She's in the Pod should be nominated this,
amazing,
year.
That is crazy. Like, even now, sometimes I just have to pinch myself. Really? Are we nominated?
It's dope. And yeah, so, guys, if you, they are having an award show that is on, I think it's the 18th of October.
Yeah, Sunday.
It's a Sunday, the 18th of October, and you are free to come. If you go to our Instagram page, go to the link in our bio, you will see Brown Sugar Awards tickets, and you can buy your ticket there and then, and you can see us, you can, yeah, see all the other lovely other women that have been nominated for that day. There's quite a lot of nominees, and there's going to be performances, drinks, all that kind of stuff,
yeah,
really, and it's evening wear. I'm really excited, yeah. So guys, check it out and, yes, see if you and your girls want to buy
come
a ticket.
Come join us, glam up tickets with us.
Yes, and thank you to the Brown Sugar Awards.
Yeah, really appreciate you. Thank you.
Really, really appreciate it. Yeah. It's like, we don't take these things lightly at all. Mm. And then,
Boss Girl Brunch.
Wasn't too bad, you know.
I know, we tried. Oh, yeah, Bianca's a whole singer. She'll tell us the truth.
We were both terrible. Excuse me, you're the singer too, you know. Don't think I haven't heard you sing before. On one of Sade's, this was time ago. It was an Instagram or a snap, like a WhatsApp story.
Yeah.
And it was at her church, and I heard her sing in the background. I was like, Sade can sing. I heard her voice in the background.
Do you know what?
I pay attention to these things. I'm really surprised.
Sometimes you forget how loud your voice comes out in recordings until you play it back, and you're like, oh my gosh, my voice was the main thing in this whole recording.
You can sing, girl. Boss Girl Brunch, guys.
First, what is Boss Girl Brunch? Jen, tell us. What's Boss Girl Brunch?
So Boss Girl Brunch is basically, it's a picnic sort of event that we're putting on for a luxury picnic that we're putting together for girls and women to come together and network, share their stories. You know, we often get a lot of, you know, compliments via our socials, and we get to speak to people through our DMs. So this is like a chance for us to actually meet you face to face.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing.
It's luxury because we want to celebrate these women. We want to celebrate all their achievements.
And we deserve luxury. Hello.
And we deserve it. Yeah.
Rich aunt.
That's it.
It shouldn't even have to be like a massive thing. It's just something we need to have.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been a long year.
It's been a long year.
First of all, so we put out tickets. Let's talk about the process of this. Let's talk about the process, because the process was a bit of an interesting one. Because I feel like I basically forced this idea.
We've been speaking about an event for a while, but at first we were going to do one for our first year. Then we thought, okay, no, because of logistics and all of that. Mm. And we were even grateful we didn't because of Corona.
Mm. Yeah.
Then I think the next event was perhaps going to be next year. We hadn't put a date in, but we knew that we wanted to do an event soon.
But then rewind though, because remember we were going to do a meetup, a dinner. With like,
oh yes, we were listeners. Yeah,
like season three or something.
Yeah. Oh yes, we were actually. Yeah. Mm. So that would have ideally been what we would have done.
Yeah. Mm.
However,
Bianca had other ideas,
and Bianca but I think it was in the group chat. She was like, "Guys, I think we should have a picnic." What was the first bringing up of the event? I can't remember.
I don't remember what happened.
All I know is that I was just like, I think we should think about it. You know, do we really want to do it? A picnic is risky. And then Bianca was like, please, no negativity.
Just think about it, guys. And she came up with all these, you know, reasons why we should do it.
Yeah, she'd already organised it in her head.
Yeah, she basically did. Yeah.
Basically. I really did.
Yeah.
But I was basically just like, guys, I'm not giving up on this one. Like, I'm not laying out.
Those are your exact words.
Poor Jennifer and Sade. But they came around eventually.
Yeah.
They came around.
Eventually, we were able to see like her vision.
Okay, cool.
It's good work.
It's a bit soon, but we were literally like, because we only really had the idea in July. Well,
yeah,
Bianca,
it was last month.
Yeah, last month, literally.
So I think by the time we decided, we had like 2 weeks to organize everything and put the tickets out. Yeah. I think we had a two week deadline, and we did it in 2 weeks. And like
that I'm deep in it, that's actually mad.
Very quick, yeah.
Wow.
But I feel like
we've done well. Yeah, we've done more than well.
And then we put the tickets out, and then they sold out in about a week.
Yeah.
And then we just put out some more, like a handful more, and they sold out within less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. We've got some amazing treats for you guys, honestly.
And do you know, when I think about these things, I'm just like, wow, people are actually spending their hard earned money.
This is it.
Like, they earned this money. They worked to earn their 20 odd quid or whatever, and they invested that in to an event.
Exactly.
With TIAP. Like, yeah. Why? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just goes to show, like, people really do love us.
Yeah, yeah,
so we love you too.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Really and to everyone who's bought your ticket. Thank you. I think this episode, when it comes out, will have like, it will be the week of the event. I think this event, Monday 24th, this will come out. So 30th. So literally like a few more days left now until the event. And yeah, excited. Like super excited, guys. And thank you for supporting us. Thank you for believing in us. And we can't wait to see y'all.
We can't wait. And also what's really great is I'm seeing names that I've never seen before.
Yes.
Which means there are people out there who are listening
to
us.
Friends,
other than our friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. So honestly, thank you for all the support, guys. Like even if you aren't able to make it, you weren't able to buy a ticket for any reason, like, just thank you for the support anyways. We appreciate it. So yeah, can't wait for it, guys. Come looking for rich auntie vibes.
Yes, please.
We need your rich auntie vibes, okay? So yeah, 30th of October, August that is. But yeah, let's jump into this episode, guys. Ooh. What is the Oh My Pod for this week?
Oh My Pod.
Who's doing Oh My Pod for this week?
I'm doing Oh My Pod for this
week. Oh, you are? Yeah, okay.
I am doing Oh My Pod for this week.
Okay, so Jade, what you got for us?
Okay, so I got a couple of things.
Okay.
Firstly, Burna Boy's album.
Okay.
Please listen to it.
I have
talking
listened.
About this in the
yeah,
car,
we're talking about
know?
In the car. I've listened to
I was going to tell you guys to listen to it so we could discuss it, but yeah, what do you think from what you've heard?
I like it, but like Bianca was saying, I feel like I need to listen to it more. I think I only listened to it because there was a lot of hype.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool, let me just, you know, listen
there's
to a
lot
few
of
songs,
mixed reviews.
I need to sit on it. I need to really take my time and dissect everything. But it's okay. Like he doesn't really produce anything bad anyway.
That's
so
true.
And I feel like so I've listened to the episode. I said episode. I'm so used to podcast language. I've listened to the album and I really liked it. I really did. A lot of people are comparing it to African Giant because that was, you know, that was a great
album.
Like literally banger after banger. And I feel like artists can change. They can evolve. I feel like what they put out is a reflection of perhaps their
where
state of mind. Exactly the stage
they're
at in their life. So I'm not here for people comparing the two albums because they're completely different. This one is a lot more commercialized. You'll see when you listen to
it.
And like very pop, like there's some very pop like songs.
Yeah, I've heard one of them.
But I actually like the album. When I was listening to it while I was working, I was bumping my head. I was like, okay, all right, Burna Boy. Okay, all right. Yeah. You don't disappoint.
Yeah.
You know?
And the features as well are quite good.
Yeah. The one in Stormzy was okay.
You didn't like
that wasn't my favorite. I think my favorite is 23, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And Why So Big or Wetting So Big or something. Or I'm So Big.
I haven't listened to the whole album yet. So
okay, listen to it.
I was at the time when he got released, I listened to it like just after 12 when it got released, and I was so tired.
Okay.
I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna be able to judge this properly now. I'm tired. So I listened to like half of it and I still need to listen to the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But with me also, I'm someone that I need to listen to it at least 2-3 times before I cast my judgment.
Because
it always takes me a while. Like, for example, when I first heard that Cardi B song, WAP, I was like, what kind of crap is this shit? But now it's like, I've heard it more. I'm like, okay, it's not as bad as I initially thought it was. Mm. So I think I need that with Burna Boy. But I can say my initial thoughts are, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
That's my initial thoughts.
What were your initial thoughts when you heard African Giant? Do you remember?
My initial thoughts were, do you know what? My initial thoughts were, it's a good album, but I still thought like it hadn't settled with me. So I think I need things to settle with me. But then also I'll say to Jen, is it by force that Diddy, everything he produces, he has to talk all over it?
Ad-libs. But I liked that,
It's just typical Diddy nature. Like if he's produced a song, he has to be all up in the video.
That's let him get
Diddy.
His coin.
So when I heard that he was producing it, I was like, oh Lord, here we go.
Yeah.
We're going to hear him all over the album.
I actually liked it.
But so when I heard that, I was like, when I heard Diddy was producing it before the album came out, I said to myself, yeah, he's going to go more commercial with this now.
Mm.
Definitely he's going to go more commercial. And then also when he had that feature with Sam Smith,
yeah,
I was like, okay, yeah, I can see the avenue he's going in. And you know, I respect it because I feel like not every black artist, but I feel like a lot of black artists have had to do that one commercial album to put them on the map.
Yeah.
So for me, Beyonce's, I have to come to Beyonce, of course I do. It's not
episode
where
I
mention
her.
Of
course, yeah.
So I feel like her album of that was I Am Sasha Fierce, the one with Single Ladies, Halo. I feel like that was the one that even white people were like, oh, we love Beyonce so much.
Really?
She was known before that, but that was the album
where she crossed
over. She really, really crossed over.
Yeah.
That was the album. So I feel like maybe this is the album where he's trying to do that. Because then, have you noticed, now Beyonce, everything she does is Black Power because she's got that she's got the position, she's got the influence, she's got the respect now as an artist overall. So I feel like some artists feel like, okay, let me do what I need to do so that I can then do what I want to do, if that makes sense. So
but
maybe
I feel like he was doing what he wants to do before and he was getting recognised.
He's playing on the radio, he's charting. But there's always going to be a bit more of a way to go, especially when it comes to radio airplay, when it comes to being noticed by, like, you know, being on certain, given certain opportunities to be on certain stages. It's not just Afro Nation. You want to be at the Grammys, you want to be at, just what I'm saying. So I feel like there's always a bit more work
to do. There was an article recently, and I think they were talking about on Twitter as well, where they were talking about the release of his new album, but put in a way where he was founded by Beyonce, or Beyonce is the one that put him on, that kind of stuff. And people were like,
that was on CNN. I think that was on CNN. Was it CNN?
It was
no,
American.
NY Times or something. I saw
that.
But that's
they,
what, you know,
they said Beyonce endorsed Burner, has now something, something.
That's not surprising.
Are they mad?
It's Americans. And that's my
they
point.
They love to
they're
vote.
So
my
ignorant.
Point. My point is it's Americans. So even if Beyonce didn't say that herself, they're saying, okay, but by one of our people has now put this person, this African or Nigerian man. So and that's what I mean by in regards to Burna being on the map. Now, we know that in the UK, Burna has made his mark, but, you know, Brit Awards, whatever. But America, there's still some way to go. And we all know America is still is the place to, you know, I mean, if you really want to make it music industry, if you conquered America, you can really conquer anywhere. So I think that's maybe what he's trying to do. Because I don't feel like that the commercial songs that he has today, I don't feel like that Burna's going to be... I guarantee his next album, he won't have those kind of same songs.
I feel like.
Yeah. But it's okay. I listened to the rest. So we'll see.
I liked it personally. But yeah, so that was the first part of the Oh My Pod. Just conscious of time. But let's quickly just talk about that Stormzy lookalike guy and social media outrage that happened. So what that whole situation... Okay, if you guys don't know about it, let me just give a very quick explanation. There was a homeless guy... called Kwasi, something like that. Ghanaian. He looks like Stormzy. So a comedian recorded him and said, "Oh, are you Stormzy?" Obviously taking a piss, knowing that he's not Stormzy. The homeless guy just being innocent was like, "Oh, yeah, people always say I look like Stormzy." And then the comedian then proceeded to give him 5p to like take the piss, like, "Hey, hold that. Like, just to take the piss and to, you know, get some clout for TikTok. Anyway, backfired. A girl on Twitter got the video. She posted it and we're just like, wow, this guy's so innocent. Why did this comedian come to take kind of take the piss? So anyway, got loads of retweets. She set up a GoFundMe for him. I think it's on like 27K now and counting. It's gone up. She recorded another video of him, or got someone to record a video of him, the homeless guy, saying thank you, just that people know it's legitimate and she's not just trying to take the money for herself, because, you know, people can be somehow. But anyway, that shocked me. But it also made me think that, you know what, social media can really be a positive
avenue. It made me believe in humanity. Not just believe in humanity, but believe in my generation. Because I feel like there's just
like
a
we did that. Yeah, we actually changed the guy's life in a day.
To be honest, there's a lot that I feel like morals and values that, even though our parents' generation weren't perfect or grandparents, like, there's a lot of morals and values that they have that we just have lost along the way. So I feel like just to see something like that, it's like, you know what, there are really good people out there who are in my generation, who are my age, who honestly believe in doing the right thing and not doing everything for clout or for social media. So it just, I was like, oh, this is amazing. And the fact that the money's going up and up. And then I saw that tweet where she was it a tweet or something where she was basically saying, they've got him clothes now. They've sorted some stuff out. The money still hasn't been accessed, but they've basically sorted him out. They've got food, all these things. So they're trying to get him a social worker, all that kind of stuff. So I just think it's amazing. So shout out to that girl, whoever she is, because
she really put him on.
It's amazing. And to everyone who's donated as well, like, shout out to you. Because I think it's really dope.
And it just goes to show what your enemies wanted to turn out.
Amen.
For your worst.
Amen.
They wanted to laugh at you.
Yeah.
That's what happened now. You know, look at it.
Amen.
It did a complete U-turn. You know?
Amen.
But I hope, I mean, she did say, like, she doesn't want, because obviously two videos have come up now of him. And I think she wants to keep him, like, kind of private.
She did say
and
that.
It's
she
his choice whether he wants to speak on his situation or not, which I think is also really good, because at the end of the day, like, he hasn't always, like, he might have not consented to all of this happening. Like, that's his life. This is real life at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really glad, like, how everyone has handled it.
Yeah.
Bar that person that actually recorded him in the first place.
I'm not even going to give him the energy he wants.
But then he didn't he put out a video apologizing? I do that with air quotes.
I did not see that.
He put out a video as well. I think the Shade Borough posted it.
I haven't even seen that. But I know.
The apology looked very forced. You could tell he just didn't feel it at all. He was doing it because
everyone
was getting on his case about it. But yeah, like, that's amazing. I hope what's his name? Akwasi. Yeah. I hope that he gets the help and
he needs,
everything needs, resources that he needs.
Yeah, I really do. Absolutely.
Shout out to everyone who donated. So this week's episode.
Let's get into it, ladies.
So it's still. Touch my
hair. Oh, no.
It's about hair.
All things hair.
Hair.
So I want to start off with a question.
Yeah.
Are you guys natural or relaxed?
Natural.
Okay.
Natural.
I am for the creamy crack up in here. Relax. I don't know if you guys don't know what that means. It's not real crack. It means perm.
Yeah,
no,
I knew that.
Some of our listeners, you might not know that term, innit?
Like, crack.
Creamy crack. Yeah, creamy crack is what people say. They're referring to perm. My hair is permed. Because I have a short haircut underneath this.
Yeah, because I was just going to get into the why. So do you want to tell us why you're permed?
So I was
tell
natural.
Us, Jen, why you're natural.
I've been natural. Oh, God, guys. My hair journey's been a lot. Because I've cut my hair so many times, but... The last time before I permed my hair again, I permed my hair in January or February. But I think I was natural for like maybe 2 years, a year and a half or 2 years before that, maybe three. And I just wanted my hair short hair back. I've told you guys, I had short hair from when I cut my hair first. You know, when Rihanna had that pixie cut?
Yeah.
Like, and she proper made it. Yeah, I was like, I want that. And so I went and got my hair cut when I was in school and I permed it and I had the whole fringe and everything like that. And then it was just on and off. Like, I'd have my weave. I'd still have my weave in between. I'd still have like extensions, but I'd always go back to my short hair would be like that go-to hairstyle for me. So that's for me. I love short hair. I love having it.
Yeah. I find it so intriguing how different black girls have such a different relationship with their hair. Like, you seem quite creative. You're happy to cut. I'm so protective with my hair. I, even when they trim it, I get like, my hair.
But trim is good for you though, because your hair grows back.
But
I can imagine that feeling.
Do you know what I mean? Just the fact that my hair growing is falling on the floor. I just don't like that. Whereas, you know, you seem quite experimental.
My hair's
with your
like,
hair.
I mean, at this point in my life, I can't always say that, God forbid, but at this point, my hair, I would say my hair grows back. It's going to grow back. Like, it is what it is. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I just see it as something to be creative with, like, to try. I've always liked to try hairstyles and to try just different vibes, colours. I don't go for, like, bright colours. To be fair, when I was in school, I had purple hair. But, but it wasn't my hair. It was, I used to basically, my short haircut,
yeah,
I basically put like purple tracks in there. So it was like highlights.
Oh,
if that makes sense. Okay. Like, it was like royal purple. I was obsessed with purple when I was younger. Oh my God, everything was purple. But yeah, so that's my hair. That's been my hair journey. It's just been on and off. Natural perm, short hair. But I always come back to short hair. So right now, that's what my hair is saying.
And it really suits you. Thank you.
What about you, Jen? So you said you're natural. Why are you natural? Did you just, tell us about that.
Oh, my hair journey has been something. So I've been natural for maybe 6 years. And it was only because I just couldn't manage my hair. My hair was always falling out. My hair was always breaking. I'll try different, you know, places. I'll go to different salons and still nothing would work. So I thought, okay, let me just go natural. And then for a bit, it did grow, but, you know, there were still some sides that were not growing as much. I started wearing weave, braids, very tight ones as well. My aunties as well. Like,
they don't know what edges is. They're like, nope,
see the white follicles of your hair coming out.
Is that what it is? Those little white dots.
They're like little follicles. That's where the whole root has come out of your hair.
My hair is quite thin as well. So it's only recently. So like I said, I've never had good hair ever in my life.
What's good hair, Jen?
Good hair in terms of like, my hair's always been patchy. Like, it's always had breakage and all
when
that.
When did that start though?
That has started for, I don't know, like maybe the past 5 years, okay. maybe even since I was young as well. Like okay. I said, I kept on cutting my hair, growing it again and all that kind of stuff. And then eventually, I think just recently, actually, I went to the salon and the lady said to me, oh, yeah, I think you might have alopecia. I said, no, what are you talking about? Because the back of my hair is like almost gone. And I've got like patches in there. So she was like, oh, have you been, you know, how was your hair when you were younger? Were you pulling it a lot and all that kind of stuff? I was like, yeah, it did hurt. But I didn't realize it would come to this. And now I realize, okay, what is wrong with my hair? I'm trying to go back to the salon, like I was telling you guys before, to cut my hair and just start from scratch and just treat it well. But I haven't had a pleasant hair journey. However, I've been wearing wigs. I've been, you know, wearing all these different hairstyles. So no one would really notice. Yeah, but I know within myself that there's a lot more work to do. Yeah. And I think I need to now take that ownership because I can be quite lazy with doing my hair. I don't like to do my hair.
We all can.
I really don't. Especially natural hair. It's too much for me to handle.
It's a whole job. It really is. Wow. So what about you, Sade? What's your hair journey been like?
Yeah, so I relaxed my... Well, my mum relaxed my hair for me when I was quite young.
I was just about to get into that.
Yeah. Again, because my hair was very hard I guess she just thought it would be easier if my hair was softer. Mm. So my hair was relaxed maybe from when I was like... it must have been earlier than 10. But anyway, let's just say 10. Mm. So ever since then, my hair's been like relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I got older, I started to do leave out. And I think there was a point I was considering going natural, but I would still always relax the leave out a bit.
Okay.
So my hair was just a mess.
Okay.
And then, I got it relaxed one time by one lady and it never went the same. Really? It was really bad. It broke my hair. Oh. Even in uni, had it relaxed once and my hair was so long, guys. Oh. It was so long. And then ever since then, like the back has just never really grown back as well as it was before. But anyway, 2 years ago now, I think it's 2 years, I went completely natural. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a big chop or anything.
Yeah.
I just let my hair grow. And then every time I would go to the hairdressers, they would cut off the dead ends. Yeah. And now I'm like completely natural and I love it so much. Mm. Yes, my natural hair is not always out because it's just so long to maintain. I'm lazy.
Yeah.
But when it is out, yes, I do the same hairstyle, whatever. When it is out, I just do, you know, the slick back. Slick I just gel it as well and slick back and leave my little puff. Yeah. But I really like it. I love how I feel with my natural hair. I think it's beautiful. And I just want to begin to learn more about my natural hair so that I can do more.
Yeah,
I love that.
So luckily, one of my friends, Whitney, if she's listening to this, she's into natural hair and her hair natural hair.
Oh,
natural
yeah,
hair
I see that, right?
Yeah.
Instagram page,
Whitney's World.
Yes, that's her.
So she does all things natural hair and her natural hair is so nice. So I get a lot of my inspiration from her. And actually, she was the one that convinced me to go natural as well.
Really?
So yeah, ever since then, I've been natural.
Wow.
And I'm going to continue. I don't think I'm ever going to relax my hair again.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, Sade said it, but the first time, because I feel like that's one thing we've all had in common as young girls, is that our hair was permed really young, at a young age.
Yeah.
I think I must have been like 9, between 8 and 10.
Yeah.
When I first, my
I
hair
been younger
first
than
got.
That, to be honest.
Yeah. And the thing is, I had really long hair as well. My hair was long. Even after permanent, my hair was still quite healthy.
Yeah, same.
It was still
same.
But you know what? You know, when that transitioned, when I became somewhat responsible for doing my hair myself.
Yeah.
That's when. So when I got to like 15, 16 and I was choosing my own hairstyles and I was doing things myself and going to the hairdressers myself, like, oh, mum, I want this. She'd be like, okay, you know what, whatever, I'll take the money, go. That's when things were like, I remember one time, I must have been about 20. It's about 7-8 years ago. I did a short haircut. So I had taken my hair out, I think permed my hair, was going to the hairdressers. And I was washing my hair out. The hair was literally falling out in the bar.
Ooh. That's my worst nightmare.
Oh, and I was like, do you know what? And this is, I think me, because I'm quite relaxed about my hair.
Mm.
I was like, well, it's getting cut anyway. So like, because it hadn't got cut. So it was quite long at the time. I had let it grow out for a few years.
Yeah.
And then it was literally falling out. And I was like, oh my freaking gosh. But thank God, like it wasn't too short to be for like, she couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
So she was able to cut it and style it well. But I think I did something really stupid, like diet and permit in the same day or something
okay,
like that.
So it got damaged,
yeah. Don't ask why I did right. that. Yeah,
that is too much pressure for our delicate mind. Yeah.
Our hair is so delicate.
But you know what? You can actually do that, you know, because some hairdressers you do that, but you have to, like, it's just a certain way that they do it. But I just did it very carelessly, and then my hair just fell out. So from then, I think from that moment, that was the last time I dyed my hair. I don't dye my hair at all. Because my hair is really black, actually, my real hair. So I don't dye it. But like, yeah, now it's just perm. When I permed my hair earlier this year, I was like, oh, thank
God. What do you feel about those girls that judge other black girls for perming their hair?
So much.
Like, they almost look down on you, like, oh my gosh, you relax your hair.
Yeah. How can you do that? What do you think recently, of that? Recently, so, you know, I was telling some of my other friends, oh, I want to cut my hair. Mm. They're like, oh, cool, you can have like a little afro. I was like, no, I actually want to relax my hair because there's certain styles that I want to do. And they were like, wait, what? You want to relax your hair? Are you sure? Oh, Jennifer, don't do it. Don't do it. And I just sat there thinking, like, well, it's not that I don't love my hair or love natural hair, but it's just the style that I want to do. Exactly. And what's wrong with that? That's my only reason.
Yeah. No, I think when when the whole like natural hair and big chop thing was first a thing, like first a trend, it was almost like, if you don't have natural hair, that was years ago. It was some years back, maybe like 5-6 years back around that time.
It was a
real thing. Everyone was doing the big chop. Everyone was talking about natural hair so much more. And I loved it because it was like, wow, I never seen that where black women were talking about like just wearing their hair as it was. Do you know what I mean? But I was never swayed. There were some moments I was like, oh, you know what? If I was patient enough, my hair could be... I'm like, no, I don't want it like that. Like, I want my short hair. I want my perm short hair.
Yeah.
So I don't like when women... It's like you're less of a black woman if your hair is not natural, it's natural texture, or if you perm it or texture. Some people do texturize, or there's something else.
Yeah, I used to texturize my hair.
Texturize or whatever.
Yeah, just makes it softer.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not like as strong as perm. But it's like, I don't feel any way when people do that. I'm like, that's more of what you think I should be. And what you think a black woman is, which is your issue. That's not my issue. Because you think a black woman is natural hair, big, you know, nice hips and a nice bum. You're probably thinking the same sort of thing. So yeah, I don't feel a way about it at all. Yeah.
People say it, I don't feel like they always have bad intentions. I think it's more they're coming from an angle of, why are we trying to conform to European or US-centric style?
That's a very silly statement. What do you guys think? Hair is not the only way that we conform to that.
Okay.
That's just what I'm saying. Like, hair is not the very things that we do in our daily lives conform to Eurocentric and European. For example, even the foods that we eat. So I'm saying, so like, for example, if I go to a shop and I buy a meat shop and I go buy like Tesco's, for example, and I'm buying like, because I've noticed when I was in Ghana, the diet is very different. Mm. Just what I'm saying.
So I can't I don't eat British food. I am Nigerian to the core.
Well, but obviously that's like traditional stuff.
Yeah.
But I think even the way of life, just what I'm saying, like the way of life over here in the UK or America, it's very different to the way of life back home in the Caribbean or in Africa. Mm. So for me, simple things like, I don't know, even the way I speak to people, the way I communicate with people.
Okay.
Just what I'm saying, the things that I might put in my, you know, drinking... No, no offense, but what Africans you know, the old Caribbeans you know that drinks like full on beer. Like, no one does that. Do you know what I mean? But if I'm out with my friends, I might drink a bottle of beer.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Because you're at a pub. For me, it's like, and I understand that. Yeah, you are. It's your hair. So people think, well, it's more seriously. This is something that's a part of you. Mm. But I'm making a decision that's for me. I'm not making it because I'm conforming. I'm making it because I like this hairstyle. And at the end of the day, no matter what your hair's like, as long as you look after it,
that's my thing.
Whether it's permed, whether it's natural, and as long as you take care of it, that is my thing.
And I think we should dispel that myth that relaxed hair isn't healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because you can have.
Because I know people with natural hair that do. Their hair's not healthy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, they don't look up. It's all about maintenance and knowing how to look after your hair, knowing what your hair needs. So like Sade said, taking that time out to figure out your hair, whatever texture it is, whether it's straight or curly or thick, or it's 3C, 4C, all of those numbers and letters, just taking the time out. So I feel like, you know, it's a very, I don't know, it's just a very interesting presumption to make that if someone, a woman,
and
doesn't
also
have...
It's quite limiting as well, which I don't like. It's quite limiting.
What do you mean? What's limited?
Terms of saying, oh, we're trying to conform to a Eurocentric way, because does that mean when I wear weaves and all that kind of stuff. I'm just trying to conform.
But
to
that's my point. Because like, people with natural hair still wear weaves and wigs. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You still wear weaves and wigs.
Because with me, I'm all about my natural hair, and I'd never relax my natural hair again because I actually just got me becoming natural. I was able to discover the real texture of my hair, and yeah, I have very, yeah, very good hair.
Yes, yes.
But
yes,
I never
yes.
discovered yeah. that because it was always relaxed.
Exactly.
So it was giving me this false sense of, oh, you know, soft, straight yeah, hair, when yeah. actually my texture, my it's hair texture is yeah. really good.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. I just never relax my hair for that personal reason.
Yeah.
But I still wear wigs. Exactly. You know, I still, you know, switch up my hairstyle from time to time because I know that there's a lot of maintenance that comes exactly. with mm. our natural hair, especially 4C hair, which I have, which is the thickest yeah. type of curls. So I just don't have that time and that money.
So unless you're having extensions all the time, mm. but I know with protective styles, there are women who have this natural hair and they wear weaves too.
Yeah.
So it's like, I agree with that, you know, and the whole reason I get it, you know, because the fact that we wear straight hair in the first place, a lot of that is rooted in, you know, Eurocentric.
Yeah. Silky, long, exactly. straight
and
hair.
Just because obviously of the fact of what we were told looks more professional, all these things, mm. you know, even before the workplace, just functioning and being a part of life and society.
Yeah.
We were just told, like, mm. this straight hair is better, your hair texture is great.
The tougher your hair.
The tougher your hair is, the worse your hair. Like, yeah. all of that stuff, like, tough hair is bad hair. Like, mm. those connotations.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, it's like, I do wear weave, I wear wigs. But mm-hmm. it's not even just that the way it looks, it's also that it's easier. Sometimes I just want to carry in my hair. Yeah. I don't have time to every single day to do twist outs.
Yeah.
I don't have time to do mm-hmm. to put 10 natural hair care products that all cost £10 each.
This is what I mean. It's so expensive. Even salons that cater to just natural hair are so much more mm-hmm. expensive than the regular salon. Yeah, yeah, so it can put you off. And I get why, you know, yeah. black girls wouldn't want to have their natural hair out all the time yeah. because it's expensive.
You have to be yeah. committed. You yeah. have to be committed
you
to
really,
it.
Really do.
But like I said, either way, with my permed hair, I've bought all the equipment. And you know me, I like to do, I'm an advocate for doing your hair yourself. So I have like the, you know, the dryers that you sit under. I have the, yeah, I've had
Bianca,
that.
Come do my hair, please.
I'm so done. So I have yeah. that, literally, I have the intense, I've bought like so many, I bought it from Garnet's or intense treatments.
Mm-hmm.
So every time my hair is permed, I use that intense treatment right afterwards. Yeah. I do that whole, like everything. And then I have the products that I use on a daily basis. Mostly on a daily basis, the only thing I use every single day is water on my hair. I don't use anything else every day because okay. yeah. I don't like clogging up my hair with too much products. So yeah. it just depends on what your hair is like.
Yeah.
I just know it. And like I said, health comes over looks any day. So yeah. no matter what your hair looks like, as long as it's healthy and you're taking yeah. the time out yeah. to, you know what I mean?
But yeah. educate yourself.
Educate well. Yourself. Yeah, 100%.
So 100%. Let's talk about hair in the workplace and what's deemed as non-professional hairstyles yeah. or even interviews. And you know, so like for example, a lot of black girls have said that they would not wear their natural hair to an interview mm. because this could either distract from the conversation and it might raise That's you know so questions sad, yeah, yeah it's sad it might raise questions from an interviewer, like, oh, your hair, like they might make it a point of conversation, or they just feel like it's not seen as professional, so they're less likely to get that job. So what do you guys think about that stance mm. and, you know, have us having to change our hairstyle mm. in the workplace to look more professional? And what is a professional hairstyle?
I think, like I said, it's sad to hear because that's just the reality that we face.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how many times you want to say, listen, I want to keep my natural hair. You can be professional. You can look professional with your natural hair as well. There's so many different styles you can do. But the reality is that, you know, you're still being judged by, you know, your other white counterparts or whoever that's just not black or doesn't understand our hair texture and everything. So I do understand why they would want to change it. I mean, I have done that.
I've done that too.
I can't sit here and say, oh, don't do it, because then there's the reality of you might not get that job. But I think it's something that we need to educate, not just ourselves, but also try and educate other people as well. And I've seen a lot of, you know, protests about not just in the workplace, but kids in schools being kicked out mm. because of their hair texture. Or wow. I think there was a guy who had dreads and they wanted to cut it off.
You know, his gym teacher actually cut his locks off.
Did they actually do it? They went through with it?
Yeah, they cut his locks. Not the teacher, cut his locks. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's mad.
So it's like, it's now, unfortunately, we need to educate our counterparts about why it is that we have these hairstyles, why it is still professional, and, you know, trying to just eradicate the whole idea of, you know, having long straight hair is the, it's the way to go. I think it is changing a little bit now. Yeah. I think especially where I work, I'm seeing people coming with different hairstyles, changing their wigs every week. I don't know if I'm on that level yet to change my wig every single week, just because I don't want to deal with the questions. I just don't want to deal with it. When this I come into the meeting and they're like, oh, you've changed your hair. How did you do that? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Jennifer, how long did it take? I'm not ready to deal with those questions.
But you know what I'd say to that though? So I was the same. And before I'd be like, oh, I don't want the questions. Let me not even change my hair. Let me not do anything too drastic because I would get questions about, oh, your hair was long yesterday, you got a bob today and it's brown today, you got a fringe. How did you do this? And I know it can be nerve-wracking for us to have to go in and start explaining that. But what I would say to that is that I think that they just, when I say they, our counterparts, our white counterparts, they're intrigued because you have to remember black people make 3% of the population.
My thing right? is, yeah, go on.
So they may not have been around black people in their schools and their upbringing and this and that. So they're genuinely like, oh, wow, you just changed your hair. How did you do that? I know it can be uncomfortable, but I'm just playing devil's advocate.
And then also, like what you're saying, I think we're talking about they need an opportunity to learn. How are they going to learn if we're not the ones that are teaching them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that we need to educate them.
You know what I'm saying? So when they do ask those questions, that is actually, I know it's
that's part of the education,
but that's part of it.
It's just that, breaking that.
That's part of it, yeah.
It's that initial anxiety because a lot of black girls say they have anxiety when they get like braids, for example. They literally feel anxious about going into work because they just know the questions. I felt that. So when I had my, in January, I had middle part in long brown braids.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was so nervous about going in because I was just like, oh my gosh, they're going to comment on it. And then I'm going to have to explain. I was overthinking it because yes, they did ask and I did explain, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It's all about the relationship you have with your colleagues. Yeah, I have a good relationship with my colleagues. So it wasn't that bad, but it's that initial
you know, like,
oh my gosh, I've changed my hair. Here come the questions, that thing.
No, I think, I don't know. I don't care. I've been to interviews where I have braids. I've been to interviews where I've worn my natural hair out. Like all types, weave. My thing is, this may sound a lot like, well, you know, not everyone has that position of privilege or can put themselves in that position, but I'd rather turn up at the interview with whatever hairstyle I want, knowing that I've got this job not because of the way I look in regards to what I'm saying, because then it's like I'm gonna eventually at some point, knowing me, especially the person I am, I'm probably gonna turn up to that job. If you tell me I start in 2 days' time, I'm gonna have a complete
different hairstyle.
Just what I'm saying.
So like, I might as well get them used to that now.
Get used to it and accept me whatever the way I'm coming. Accept me the way I am. Because for me, it's just like I just don't feel comfortable with having to tiptoe around people. And then we throw this word around professional a lot, but then what is professional?
What really is it?
Yeah. Because who
said our natural hair is not professional?
Exactly. What is professional? If we're saying natural hair is a part of that word and is a part of professional, then what is it and what isn't it? Because then if for example natural hair or natural hairstyles or black hairstyles was always a part of that, what would it be professional? Coming to work with your hair spiked up if you're a lawyer,
like, it's what I'm saying. Idea of what
but
is
that's my point. So my thing is it's like, yeah, I don't know. When I think about when people use that word professional, I'm like, in the context of work, what is professional? Do you know what I mean? But obviously, it's what we've been told is professional. My thing is, now that word is expanding, what does it look like now? Because all hairstyles are not just black hairstyles. There's people who aren't black that have hairstyles too, that are deemed as professional. So now, is that gonna come into the conversation? So I just don't know. Either way, we need to do the She's All That, girls.
Oh, yes,
yes,
we do.
Let's
do the She's All That. Who's doing the She's All That for this week? Jennifer. Let's get into it.
For those who don't know, She's All That is basically when we shout out a woman who is doing something incredible, whether it's on a small scale or a larger scale. We use this opportunity to shout them out for all the good things that they are doing. So today, my She's All That is actually, you might know her. She's actually called Sarah Destiny.
Oh,
The reason why I chose her, so Sarah, she's a YouTuber. She's also quite big on Twitter, and she you know, posts things about her faith and quite encouraging quotes. And the reason why I chose her is because recently, so I think this is just before COVID, she was in a car accident.
Oh wow.
And, you know, it's a terrible car accident, but she, you know, she survived. She made it out okay. I think she spent some time in the hospital for a couple of days. Anyway, she came out of that and then went on her socials to basically talk about, you know, how, you know, how her faith has strengthened and all that kind of stuff. 3 days later, she got into another car accident.
Oh my gosh.
And that was really trying. It was a terrible, like, if you were to see that car, the wreckage, it was crazy. But she survived it. Wow. She came out okay. Thank God. And now she's, I think she took like maybe a couple of months off.
Okay.
Just to work on herself. And now she's back again. Yeah. And she's, you know, back in full force, trying to spread love and, you know, focusing on her quotes and building her brand again. So that's why I wanted to shout her out, just amazing. Because of her resilience and, you know, her ability to bounce back after, you know, all that she's gone through. I don't know her personally, but I've been following her for a while. And I think she's an amazing young woman.
And can we also talk about all those people that rose up to pray for her?
Yes, a lot of that. People prayed
for her. They had a Zoom call and there were like over 300 people praying for her. So yeah, there was literally an army for God that were backing her. So we thank God.
God has a man.
Shout out to her. And for her resilience and strength. But yeah, girls, I think we're going to round up this episode, but I think what would be you guys' takeaway? Like, what would, if you were to say one thing about hair, let's black hair specifically for a woman, what would be your takeaway? What would be the thing you'd want people to know?
I think for me, if I can just start, just hearing from, you know, your stories and how, you know, you've gone on your hair journey is, I'll tell that person not to give up. If they have hair that breaks a lot, if they have alopecia or any other conditions, don't give up on your hair. Because I've said it for a long time. Even I think I said it today as well, that I've got bad hair, but actually it's just been damaged. But it doesn't mean that it can't be repaired.
Exactly.
So, you know, just try and find like the right resources. It might be expensive. There's lots of things on YouTube that I've been trying out just to help myself and educate myself more. But don't give up on your hair.
Yeah.
Every hair has different needs. That's just how it is.
Different needs.
Every hair has different needs.
Because even some white people struggle with their hair. They say their hair is really frizzy and they always have to straighten it. Yeah. There's a lot that goes into hair. Yeah. So everyone's hair is different.
Definitely. And you've got like, you know, resources like Treasure Tress and Afrocentrics as well, who cater to our type of hairs and, you know, different types of black hair as well. So yeah.
And they're black owned.
They're black owned.
Not these other ones that are a bit,
don't really care about black hair.
And they're not even black owned. They're just doing it for the profit, which, that's a whole nother discussion.
But what about you, Sade?
What would be my main thing? I would just say, have your hair, girls, however you feel comfortable. Look after your hair. If you want to go natural, but you're afraid to, just do it. I feel like natural hair is beautiful. I'm natural at the moment. And you just really get to understand your hair more. And I'm not really the type that does a lot with their hair. Like, I'm not, I don't experiment with my hair. I've just never really been. That's not my personality. So yeah, enjoy your hair. Don't let anyone make you feel down or a type of way because of your hair. Don't listen to boys that want to say, you're in the talking stage and then the girl comes with braids. She just ruined it. Tell them.
That's not the type of guy you want to go for.
And it's none of your business what I do with my hair. Leave me and my hair alone. Why does a black woman's hair always have to be a point of topic? And actually, before I round up, there was something that the CNN put out recently about black girls and their hair. So they said something like, yes, black women with natural hairstyles are less likely to get job interviews than white women or black women with straightened hair. So you're going to see stuff like this about it's less professional, it's less this, you're less likely. And I feel like Jen said before, as part of the education, we need to start letting our counterparts know that our hair is fine,
letting
actually.
Letting our guard down a little bit.
Let's embrace our hair. You can style your hair neatly. You know, we're grown. We know what is appropriate for a situation. Yeah. Mm. If you're going to go and see the Queen, you know how you're going to dress. If you're going to church, you know how you're going to dress. So yeah, just follow your gut and just make sure you're comfortable.
That's
what I would say.
Definitely. What about you, Bianca?
I'd say just invest in your hair. Like, I know it could be really sometimes you can feel really lazy about your hair. Especially like seasons like quarantine and stuff where we probably were just walking around with K-Rose in the house because we weren't going nowhere. But
scarf on the head.
That's it. Yeah. Scarf on the head or bonnet on the head and that was it. But invest in your hair. I would say is if you've been struggling to find out your like really get used to your hair texture, know what products work for you, you've been trying this, you've been trying that, go and see a professional. Go to a hairdresser. Go to someone that you know is an expert or knows what they're doing at this so they can let you know what you need to do for your hair. Go for trims, especially if you're a person that has lengthy hair or natural hair. Go for trims every now and again. For me that has short hair, I make a habit to go to the hairdressers. I obviously haven't done that in quarantine, but every 4 to 6 weeks to go to the hairdressers. Mm. So for me, because I know I have short hair and it's permed, I want to make sure that I'm getting the adequate, the sufficient treatment and et cetera. I can do a lot myself. And if you can as well, that's actually great to educate yourself. YouTube University, you know what I mean? Like go and find out what you can do, what you can buy. Go on Amazon, buy the dryers, buy the this, buy the that. But invest in your hair. No matter what your hair is, whether it's natural, whether it's black, whether it's blue, pink, purple, orange, just invest in your hair. And if you are on the natural hair journey, just be patient with the process. Like your hair process, don't look at someone else's on Instagram and YouTube and think, oh, why is my hair not turning out like this? Because I'm using the same things I'm doing. Our hair's different.
Word to that. Yeah. Because I've fallen into that trap where I'm just like, how does this girl who claims to have 4C hair, why is her hair all soft and bouncy like that? My hair is not like that. I get split ends, my hair knots at the end, it gets tangled, but I've learned to manage it.
So just be patient with your process and fall in love with your texture. Like when I did have natural hair, I loved my natural hair texture. It was so curly.
Beautiful, yeah.
Oh, it was just so curly.
I think our hair is actually a miracle. And like our hair can really
I love the texture.
It's beautiful.
Be patient and invest. Like it's a worthwhile investment. We invest in a whole lot of other things, but when it comes to our hair and our like things like our hair and our skin, we're always quite lazy with those things. So let's just do the worthwhile investment. It will be worth it. But ladies, thank you for. Look at my hair. My hair's stuck again, guys. Can you believe this?
Oh, gosh. No.
Stuck on Brent's leaves.
Oh, man.
Anyways, okay. So thanks for joining us, guys. And we've got our event in 6 days. We're so excited.
Yeah.
Join us. Leave us a review, as Sade says.
On Apple Podcasts. Rating a review, a cheeky 5 stars.
Yes.
Follow us on She's in the Pod. At Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and
YouTube.
Don't
forget our YouTube.
Subscribe to our channel.
We've got visuals now.
It's still new to us, though. We're even forgetting to plug it. But please subscribe, leave a comment, share. We're just so excited to journey with you.
Guys. Thank you so much. I will see you in 2 weeks' time.
Bye.